communication problems and language difficulties. Two stories.
Nature. I'm from Norway, and about 10 years ago, I went to live in London for a couple of years to improve my English. Shortly after arriving, I got a job in an estate agent's in the centre of town. On my first day at work, this guy in his 60s came over to my desk and started chatting. He seemed to be quite friendly and told me that he was a naturist. "That's great," I said innocently. "I'm from Norway and we're really into that too," not fully understanding what I was saying. Perking up, he said that he was having a party that weekend and wanted to know whether I'd like to come along. Keen to meet a few of the locals, I accepted. So, the following Saturday, I headed off to his house. I guess I hadn't really paid much attention to the word naturist, but assumed it meant that he was into nature or something like that. Well, that turned out to be a big mistake. When I got to the house, I was met at the door by a man in a loosely fitting bathrobe. "That's weird," I thought. But anyway, I told him who I was and he invited me in. But before stepping in, I peered through the front door and out into the back garden, where I could see a group of people who were chatting and eating and all completely naked. And it was at that point that something clicked and I realised that naturists weren't actually environmentalists, they were nudists. Not wanting to appear rude, I made up a feeble excuse about having left my bag at home and rushed off. It was a bit embarrassing seeing the man at work again, but we just ignored each other after that.
Ballet. I got a job in a lawyer's firm in Hong Kong once. In my first week, I was invited to a welcoming party for the new employees in a bar near to the office. The managing director was there, talking to some of the people from the firm, and I joined in on the conversation. He introduced me to everyone, told them where I'd been working before, and then mentioned something about my wife, saying, "And his wife is a professional dancer." Strange, I thought. Why did he think my wife's a dancer? But not wanting to question him in front of everyone else, I just smiled and tried to change the topic of conversation. Later, someone else mentioned how they'd heard that my wife was a great dancer. By then, I was completely confused because although my wife liked dancing, she's not exactly what I'd call a dancer. Curious to find out what was going on, I asked a colleague why everyone thought my wife was a dancer. "Because you told us that she's a ballet dancer," he replied. "But my wife isn't a ballet dancer," I said. Eventually, we figured out that it was because I'd said that my wife was from Bali, which is in Indonesia, and that one of the managers had understood ballet and had presumed I was saying that she was a ballet dancer when I'd just been trying to tell them where she was from. Anyway, later, this manager had told everyone else about how she was a dancer, and things just went from there. It's incredible how one simple mistake can lead to such confusion.